League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Still 2 hours of the big show. Wow, Usual Suspects, fast. ESPN 97.5. We are literally rolling along on a Thursday in the big city. We're going to have some tickets to give away coming up.
Yeah.
Couple of shows in the area that you might be interested in, things like that. So, as we normally like to do, we give back to the peeps.
Would you say that we have them covered?
Usually, suspects like to win things. So,
that's so good.
If we had a cover show.
I'm surprised you didn't dong me for that.
I haven't used the dong in a while.
Good. It was pretty good.
Whoa.
I'm not going to lie.
You hear what Nick just said? I haven't used the
dong in a
while.
Dang, I got to stop calling it dong.
I haven't used the dong in a while.
But we all agreed to call it a dong. It wasn't just me.
How long has it been since you've used the dong, Nick?
It's been a few weeks.
A few weeks since you've used the dong,
since I handled the dong.
Yeah. Not since Aladdin.
Do you miss the dong at all?
See,
for those that don't know what the dong is, maybe you should just show them the dong.
I'm gonna stay quiet. I deserve all this, and I'm gonna stay quiet.
I mean, like, just show the dong. Just okay. Give them a little bit of the dong. Just give them a piece of the dong. No, you're not gonna do the dong at all.
Mm-mm.
Do the dong thing. Come on, man.
Come on. The dong song. Come on, you got it.
Oh my goodness.
Where were we?
Somebody said Radar Online just pulled a Joel. And they sent a picture of, it's got Kenny Rogers on the front, and it says, "Time to fold them?" ?
See?
That is so jacked up.
It's a trend-setting thing.
Why would you say that, though? Time to fold them? That's awful. That is awful.
At least I said you got to know when to fold them.
Right. We did get a text from L.U. Dillon. He said, "Man, I love listening to Noel, Gary, and Rick."
That's us.
Good times indeed.
If we had a cover show for us, would it be Usually Suspects?
Yes, it would.
Pretty much, right?
If we had a cover band version of our show, it would be the Usually Suspects. Yes.
What would the Blast?
Huh?
What would Fred and AJ would be the Blasts?
I don't know. What would they be?
It couldn't be the Prevent.
No. Yeah, we would have to come up. Maybe we could do all cover shows one day. Yeah. That would be great. That would not be that bad.
The Charlie Polillo show would still be the Charlie Polillo show.
No, can't be the same. That's copyrighted. Can't cover bands have different names, as you'll find out later when we do a giveaway.
The Chucky Polillo show.
Well, maybe we should think about this off air.
Okay. We can do that too. So the game itself last night.
Yeah.
Obviously a good game. Wade Miley pitched again. A quality start. You know, did a lot of things right, but for the first, and this I didn't realize until they said it during the broadcast, first time all year since becoming an Astro, he gave up multiple home runs in a game. Unfortunately, it was the difference in the game, as he gives up two bombs and they lose 2-1.
Yeah, offense was struggle bust a little bit last night. Lot of swings and misses.
Mm-hmm.
Cubs, though, same thing. I mean, they had 12 strikeouts as well. You got to be a little bit alarmed at how many home runs this pitching staff gives up. As a whole, I mean, you have been on that whole Verlander, a home run a game, and he's been true to that. But, right now, if you want to get picky outside of being concerned about injuries, the amount of home runs, in fact, I don't even know how many home runs as a staff that they've given up, but I got to imagine they're up there. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to see if I can find that, because I'd be curious how, as the team pitching staff, where they rank in home runs allowed.
Yeah, because, you know, even Cole, we've said, when he gets going on a strikeout kick and is really dominant and overpowering, he's given up a few long balls this year.
Okay, so I found it.
Oh, and you're raised to the eyebrow.
I'm quick with this, all right?
Oh, boy.
I'm quick with
this. I thought it was
stats.
That you were shocked at what you were reading on the statistical line, but you were more patting your own back.
Who do you think has allowed the fewest home runs in the majors this year? This should be pretty easy to get, but it might be a little tricky.
Cubs.
No, they're third.
When the wind's blowing out at Wrigley, it's hard.
They're third. They've allowed the third fewest home runs.
That's still good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was looking at numbers going into last night's game, home and road splits for their pitching staff.
Mm-hmm.
And on the road, it's a different story for them.
Sure.
Man, I mean, I'm trying to think. The Rays?
Yes. Tampa Bay Rays have allowed 47 home runs. The Houston Astros mm-hmm. are 18th in the majors in home runs allowed with 74. And the worst is Baltimore with 117. And then, of course, you've got your division mates. Los Angeles is 28th and Seattle is 29th. So,
who are the top three?
Top three are Tampa Bay, Cincinnati, and Chicago. The Cubs.
Reds are quietly doing a lot of good things this year.
Reds are doing making strides. That is for sure. Yeah, Tampa Bay's pitching staff has just been outstanding.
I see Snell is back. Morton has been Morton
yes.
for the most part.
Yes.
So, yeah, they are throwing it well. They're hitting it well. And, oh, by the way, I tweeted it out last night. Hey, they got 6,100 last night.
Wee.
They moved up. They got over the 6,000 mark.
It's just bad.
That is just embarrassing so bad. As yeah. all get out. That is ridiculous.
Before I close this tab, here's a little weirdness when you talk about home runs allowed. 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18
mm-hmm.
is the Dodgers, the Red Sox, the Indians, the Yankees, and the Astros.
Wow.
Right there in the middle of the pack as far as home runs allowed. So kind of weird. All right.
So now they go on the road.
Yep.
So now they're going to be on the road for a week. It's going to be interesting to see what they do or not do. I know that Luno said yesterday he's not opposed to making a trade to bring in an extra infielder. I don't think it's that bad. I wouldn't do something like that and give up a prospect when you know that Diaz is going to be back sooner rather than later. I did see Altuve in the dugout last night, even though he was called back from his rehab stint in the minors. So we'll see how quickly he may get back down and get some reps in. But
So it's worth discussing a little bit, I guess, because, you know, we love talking baseball in this show.
Yep.
Would you give Dallas, based on Martin and Colin McHugh and how they fared, would you spend the I would rather than them trading to get an infielder. Would you like to see them spend $18 million to bring in Dallas Keuchel for the rest of the year?
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to give up any prospects for an infielder because I think it's just a real short-term issue.
Yep.
And so you're going to be fine. If you're going to give up any prospects in any deal, it has to be for a starting pitcher that's going to be a pretty big upgrade for you, at least for this season, if not further this season and more. And in the Keuchel thing, and Patrick Creighton was on Twitter the other day, and I was just like, dude, before you slow your roll before you want to go and just say there's nobody else better out there and you need to go out and give him whatever money he wants and get him back in here. I disagree.
Okay.
Now, on a prorated, if you get him on the cheap, because he's already said, I'm not giving anybody any deals.
No, he would take 18 for a year.
And so then you prorate
1 year.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you prorate it too. So you're still for that amount of money. I mean, until it really looks like you're really in dire straits and guys at the back end of your rotation are just completely not serviceable at best, I'm not doing that.
Well, if I recall, they offered him 1 year 15 and 2 years 24.
I would be open to that.
But that's what they offered him, and he turned it down.
Right. But because he turned it down and wants more than that, then look,
but
buddy.
He said he would take, he came out and said, I would take a one-year deal for $18 million. Would you give him that deal for this year to be your, to fill the fifth spot? And we wouldn't even call him the fifth starter because he would not be the fifth starter in this rotation. He would be third or fourth.
I think the way Miley's pitched, he would be fourth.
Remember last year, Keuchel pitched fairly well. I mean, he was 32 starts, 3.84 ERA or something like that. I have to look it up. He didn't have a bad year. I mean, I know statistically his win losses weren't great. Let's see. What did he do last year? 2018, 34 games started, 12-11 with a 3.74 ERA.
Okay, but
that's not awful for a four.
Let me flip it back on you. If you got one, you got game three of your playoff series. Mm-hmm. Who do you want on the hill for you this
Dallas
year?
Keuchel.
Dallas Keuchel or yes. Wade Miley?
Dallas Keuchel.
I disagree.
He's got World Series experience. He's got a ton of playoff experience.
Look what Wade Miley did in the playoffs last year. His playoff run last year was fantastic.
Okay. I'm still taking Dallas Keuchel. He's got way more World Series and playoff experience than Wade Miley does. And Wade Miley's season last year compared to this year is not even close.
But again, since he's been with the Astros and he starts experimenting, he's got a couple. He's added a little to the repertoire, the spin rate, the whole thing. He looks pretty darn good to me.
I'm not suggesting that that Wade Miley doesn't look good. I'm just saying that for my money, you know what you're going to. Wade Miley hasn't been as consistent as Dallas Keuchel has.
I just keep thinking about Keuchel's first inning throughout that year, last year, and where he really screwed up was he had a tendency to blow up early in games. You can't afford to do that in playoffs.
Wade Miley had a 2.57 ERA last year for Milwaukee.
Yep.
Do you know what his ERA was in the previous years before last year?
I'm sure it wasn't great.
A 5.61, a 5.37, 4.46, 4.34. And then you go back to
the
355, 333, and 450. He has never had a year like that. He's got a 325 ERA now. No, he's got a 325 ERA.
Okay, but he's still doing it in terms of quality starts and what he's been doing since he's gotten to Houston. He's stacking up quality starts, and he's keeping the Astros in games, and he's striking out more guys. They said his cutter and the four-seam fastball that he's developed has just basically changed him as a pitcher. So I don't think that he's declining by any way from, and not that I'm disagreeing with any of the stats that you're saying, but normally, like we said, from year to year, the next year you start falling off again.
Yeah.
I've been impressed by what he's done at $5 million a year for the Astros.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, value-wise, I think Wade Miley is a better value than Dallas Keuchel. I would agree with you on that. As far as his strikeouts go, his strikeouts last year, he had strikeouts per nine innings, it was 5.6, which was the worst in his career, if you can believe that. He's at 7 now. 2 years ago in Baltimore, he was at 8. So he's still, I mean, he's rebounding in that regard. Here's the thing, though, with Dallas Keuchel. Yes, he didn't have a great year with the 3.74 ERA, and in 2016 he had a 4.55. But when you look at 2014, he had a sub-3 ERA, 2015 sub-3 ERA, 2017 sub-3 ERA, and he's got World Series experience. He's used to being a 1, so when you've got a guy like Dallas Keuchel matching up with a 3 or a 4 in other people's rotations, especially when you get to reset it after the All-Star break, and now you've got Verlander and Cole matching up with the other team's 1 and 2s, and then you've got Miley matching up with their threes. Dallas Keuchel would be matching up with plenty of these teams' fours. And that would include the playoffs if you had to run a four starter
out.
And
he doesn't have a full season's wear and tear.
Yes.
I get that as well. But I'd also have to have my advanced scouts and everybody go watching him throw.
Oh, yeah.
Checking velocity and location.
Well, look, it's going to take a month to a month and a half to get him back.
You make the commitment financially no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing the money at him first and then taking your chances that he's still going to be close to the old Dallas Keuchel with a fresher arm, you hope.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather overpay for Dallas Keuchel than I would a hotel room. I'll tell you that much. What?
Wow.
Professional right here.
See what you did there.
Let's talk travel for a second. Look, I travel. We all travel. We go on vacation at least once a year. Don't overpay for your hotel rate. That doesn't make any sense. How are you booking your hotel rooms? If you're not using besthotelrates.com, you're probably overpaying. What they do at besthotelrates.com, they negotiate special rates, and they've done so with over 600,000 hotels worldwide, and then they extend those discounts to you. And to get those discounts, all you have to do, just log on to besthotelrates.com. You put in your destination. You put in the dates you want to travel. It's that simple. You get discounted rates for many of the hotels you're probably already going to book and stay at. So why not just save some scratch when you do it? You save the scratch, they give you great customer service that backs up your reservations. Your stay is safe, it's secure. You don't have to worry about anything. All you do is go travel, spend your vacation, and having fun with the family wherever it is you want to travel. Don't delay. Go right now. BestHotelRates.com. Start planning your next trip today. It's in the name, BestHotelRates.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Through the broken sound.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through, having some fun on The Usual Suspects and getting her done on a Thursday in the big city. It's Nick, Barry, and Joel in the studio. Obviously covering a lot of topics and getting a lot of feedback from you, the listeners. We love the suspects chiming in for the most part, and we appreciate you. You know, you see what I did there?
I do. For the most part.
For the most part.
For the you know most what? Part. There's always the caveat.
Because there's always the guy.
Yes.
So we know that.
There's always the one or the two.
Yeah. Ruins it for the rest.
That's true. Who is y'all's comedian of the week tomorrow?
We're not doing you again.
That's fine.
I mean,
who you got in mind? Who?
Send it over. I sent you a link. But I think you apparently
Jerry
had
Rocha would be great. I think we should just go to Jerry Rocha again. Jesus.
Whatever happened to the old Jerry Rocha?
Oh, he's still alive and well on Twitter because he's blasting.
Yeah, he's doing good.
Good, good.
Yeah, he gave a life hack the other day. Did you see it?
Which one?
He's like, life hack, go bleep yourself.
Yes, I saw that.
That was his life hack. So this broke while we were on air. I don't know if I would say it broke, but it was released while we were on air. 134 ESPN Nick Friedel?
Mm-hmm.
Friedel? I wasn't even close. He has an article up that says Cousins to be active for Warriors in game one. Thoughts?
Very interesting. Whether they use him just because when Mark Gasol is on the floor, it could be effective because, you know, he's a load. But here's the thing. We just don't know. He's active, but what is he going to do? Health-wise, where is he at? You know, they're saying he's pain-free, too. That doesn't mean, one, he's in shape, two, that he doesn't have a whole bunch of rust, and three, that you want to put him in there and mess up what's been a hell of a chemistry run for this team since KD went out. I just don't know if the risk is worth the reward when the risk is you could throw a monkey wrench in a really well-oiled machine right now.
Well, so speaking of KD, out for game one, likely out for game two.
Although he did travel.
Yes, but in the article it says will not play in game one and it is likely out for game two. Mm-hmm. The thing about Cousins, and you're spot on about the chemistry, but that's the beautiful thing about it, is you can sit him and the excuse to the media is fatigue, getting back in game shape. And you can just tell Cousins, hey, look, this is our story and you're going to stick to it and things aren't going well right now, so you just need to sit your butt on the bench and be quiet.
To your point, Barry. He becomes Andrew Bogut. He plays 8 minutes a game. He starts.
Plays 8 minutes. And then
if he gets
Looney
a couple touches and gets you a few buckets, or you see that, hey,
we're going to work him back slowly. Yeah. That's going to be the thing. If he doesn't play a lot, we're going to work him back slowly. Now, they're saying that, you know, his conditioning is getting better every day and this, that, and the other. When asked when they asked Steve Kerr, you know, how are you going to use Cousins? He says he knows how he's going to use Cousins. He just, quote, I'm not going to tell you.
That's like his favorite quote ever.
Yeah.
He loves saying that.
Okay, that's fine, but at least they asked, right?
Yeah, he's
and I'm fine with that answer. I'm not telling you. Well,
he's just funny about it. He's always like, I don't have to tell you because the NBA doesn't require me to. That's he's so dorky about it.
He is.
But he's funny.
They asked him, hey, who you got in the series? He's like, Toronto and eight.
Yeah. And then they asked him about Drake, and he was quoting Drake songs.
Was he?
Yeah, and his Drake daughter lyrics? Got all pissed off that he was
cool. I like when Kurt does this as long as it's not with the Rockets.
I agree.
Like when he came to that press conference and flopped.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Oh, that pissed me off. I was like, how dare you, sir?
Yeah,
make fun of James Harden.
I'm with
that
you.
Is classless. Grow up, Steve, okay? Grow up. But then he starts quoting Drake lyrics. I'm like, that dude's funny. He's so funny.
Did you see, by the way, while they had all this time off, I believe he flew to San Antonio to take Pop out to dinner.
Nice.
So that he could pick his brain about Kawhi and stopping Kawhi.
Oh, really?
And all those kind of things.
They did not see that.
They had like sneaky paparazzi people with phones taking pictures of, look who's sharing a bottle of wine and having dinner at this restaurant.
Right? Oh, you know what? I did see that because someone posted a meme. He doesn't like it when you make fun of his cornrows and something and his laugh.
And then, his laugh is bad.
That's never going away,
no,
sir.
No.
That's your fault.
How do you do it? I don't even know how to do it. Do we have it? Do you have it, Nick? It might be one of the worst lefts.
It's bad.
In the history of basketball. Yep. Actually, in the history of people. In the history of... Do it again.
It's so bad.
What's worse, my snagglepuss laugh or his constipated I can't poop laugh?
I think his is way worse.
Yeah, his is way worse.
Oh, sorry guys, I gotta go. My watch says I need to get up and do some torso twists. So
why don't you do it on camera?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Twisting the night away. What is this doing, by the way?
That's a torso. You burn calories doing that?
Apparently so, Nick. Apparently so. Your fat ass wouldn't know that, would you?
No, I wouldn't, because I'd never done that exercise in my entire life.
I don't even know if that was
maniac.
I don't even know if that was right. It just said stand up and do torso twist. I don't know what a torso twist is. I assumed that was it. And
Nick, who can we get that can sabotage the watch?
I don't know.
Because if he's going to do everything the watch says,
listen, we need to hack into the watch and get him to do
it's
things.
It's showing a torso twist. I did it right. Do 5 reps. One rep is left and right.
We need to sabotage the wash. Watch. Barry, stand up and stick your thumb up your ass.
Joe.
My watch says.
You can't even log into the docs folder and see that there's 2 docs created. How in the hell are you going to hack a watch?
I'll find a guy.
Barry's been up early.
I got a guy.
Yeah.
Well, up early. I know you're up every day, but you're up early and now you're creating docs. You're not going back to sleep.
Well, sometimes if I want to make sure I don't forget something or I create the doc. This morning, I was just like, you know what? I haven't created one in a while. Let me not be lazy.
The term is once in a blue moon.
Let me not be lazy. Well, half the time, we don't even use it. It's pointless. It's like, what's the point?
Because we're so good at what we do that we don't need 96 things on a piece of paper.
96 links that no one reads. Raise your hand if you read all the links in the doc. Everyone on this show, put your hand down.
Yeah, that would be a lie.
Lying bastards, both of you.
Well, I mean, if you put it there, then I know.
You read the headline and then you go, I have an opinion on that. That's it. I did that. I'm not going to lie.
I watched your video. I already had seen it on the social media sites, but I watched your tearjerker video.
Oof.
That'll get you.
Oh, we need to discuss that.
Yeah, let's get that to start the second half.
Don't play that again. I will cry on air.
That was
my
a toughie.
God.
Yeah, but a goodie.
Yes, so, it was.
Plenty more in the second half of the show, and hopefully you'll hang with us all the way till 4 o'clock. Blitz will take you till 7. Cody Stoots is going to be in for AJ with
Toots
Fred
and Stoots.
On the Blitz.
Isn't that what you call him? Toots and Stoots?
Yeah, that's when Nick and Cody are together.
Oh, it's Toots and Stoots.
Yeah, Bart Sharara and Cody Stoots become Toots and Stoots.
I like that.
See?
I never realized you put thought into that.
That's why.
Good for you.
Geez, just like the rundown. All right, hey, we got the second half of the show coming up. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
Hey guys, here's your chance to win some tickets to Green for a Day, the ultimate tribute to Green Day. They are coming to the House of Blues on Friday, July 5th. They've got the sound, the look, the guitars, the show, the party, and ESPN 97.5 wants to give you and a guest reserved balcony seats to the show. Caller number, let's see, how many interns are out there? There's 3 interns. They could each answer 5 calls. Caller number, what's 5 times 3, Nick? Caller number 15, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. You will win a pair of tickets to enjoy the concert. Get your tickets now at livenation.com. Screen for a day.
Forget Stump the Schwab. Stump the Sharara.
Stump the Sharara. Hey, I noticed when I walked up. First of all, one of the interns was like, hey, man, OU Mike called and said you were a doofus. Well, really? Because I haven't been banned from a radio show for almost a year that I still call. So who's
daily.
Who's the doofus? Who's the one that still texts a show that I've been banned from? Not this guy. Nope. I don't think we know who the real doofus is here, OU Mike. It's your dumbass for continuing to try to communicate.
I see on the deleted, the banned and deleted text that I always, because you know, I just view the deleted items. I see that he'll like complete laser show towards you.
Oh, yeah.
And then finish it up with, but I still love you and everything's good. Nope.
I don't, because I don't even go in there and read them. Because all the people that are banned and blocked and they just all go in the deleted items don't need to be there. If you ain't in the inbox, it don't matter to me. Also, had to take a little potty break.
During the
break there.
We don't need detail on that.
No, I'm not going to go into details of that. Walked out, though. One of the interns, I'm not going to say who, on their phone. I'm like, why are you on your phone? You should not be on your phone. There are so many things you could be learning right now.
Was it the same guy that walks around thinking he's in his room with no one looking and puts his hand in his pants?
Oh, who did that?
Yeah, the other day I walked in and, you know, if you don't know our studio, we have basically our offices and studio on the outer perimeter of the floor. And then as you get close to the office door, there's like an out of the office lounge.
Yeah.
To those areas.
Yeah.
So as I walk through that area to go in the side door, he's on his phone. He's wearing shorts and evidently boxers, because the shorts were halfway down, the boxers were showing, and his hand was all the way in, not the shorts, but all the way in the boxers, and he was just...
You need to point this guy out, bro.
And he was just conversing. Oh, he looks like Gilligan's shipwrecked brother.
You need to point this guy out immediately.
Gilligan's shipwrecked brother?
Yep. I almost feel like we should bring him in so Barry can berate him a little bit.
Is he here today?
I'll have to go check in. I don't know that I saw him today. But he was like basically deep in a conversation, like he forgot that he wasn't in the confines of his own home. Hand in boxers, walking around. Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, dude, I see that, and what are you doing? But no, just kept doing it.
So that keyboard, the intern keyboard that I was touching today?
No, that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
All up on my
now
hands.
Now you got intern penis.
I would get
penis.
Some
you
got all up on my all hands. Up on your thing.
You got intern penis all over your hands. Now, one thing we could
don't touch the dong.
Here's your dong.
Not after that. Don't do that.
What? Now, you guys know that it's spelling bee season again.
Already?
Yeah. It's going on right now.
School's out.
I don't like the wrong sound effect. I don't like it.
Because that's supposed to be right.
Yeah.
When you're right, you should get the ding.
Yeah, but in
when you're right,
bee,
you get nothing. When you're wrong, you get a ding.
Why?
I don't know why that is, but it's going on right now because Nora reminded me. She was like, hey, you guys should do something on your show with the spelling bee. I was like, oh, we've already done that. And we found out that Trey couldn't spell dairy. How did he spell it the first time? I'm going to say it was like D-E-R-R-Y.
Something
and we were
like that.
Bro.
Yeah.
What? You want to take another stab at that? He was like, you're right. D-A-R-R-Y. It was like,
my
bad. That's on me. That was on me.
I
got
to be a better speller. It was like, oh, my God. So I was like, yeah, I don't know any of these interns yet, so I don't know if what, you know, they would translate into a good spelling bee. But I thought we could just let Nick do the spelling bee.
Sure. Let's do it.
So I don't have this. Look, so one 7-year-old got bounced. What?
Nick, the word is Alzheimer's.
LT, bitches! No! Bing! Sorry! Your dumbass has been disqualified. So a 7-year-old got bounced for a pretty simple word. But I want to see if Nick knows how to spell it.
Okay.
The word is null. It's a homonym.
Like null and void?
No. I will get the word and give it to you in a sentence. I'll give you the definition. Do you have to ask me though?
That's right.
So your word is null.
Use it in a sentence, sir.
It's a small hill or mound. The shot came from behind the grassy knoll.
Ah, now I know. Got it.
Do not know it. I would not even
spell it.
So we know it's not null and void. Null.
Right.
Correct. Null.
So I'm gonna go with N-O-U-L.
N-O-U-L?
Yeah.
Where did you come from?
Instead of a foul ball, you just put an N there?
Where did you get the U from?
We're going to play a little role reversal. I'm blocking everybody.
Oh, look, we've already established I'm a horrible speller. Yeah. Why do you think I initiated this game and didn't get the brunt of it?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Not N-O-L-L?
It is K-N-O-L-L.
I wouldn't have got that.
I didn't know that.
And the kid spelled it N-O-L-E, almost as dumb as Nick. And they were like, what were you saying? Yeah, at first I was like, it's N-O-L-E. And he was like, oh, no, it's N-O-L-L. And they were like, ding, it's K-N-O-L-O. Scram, beat it. Whatever your name is, kid. Like, you know he took that tough, too, because that supposedly is an easy word to get. But Faison Zaki.
Oh, boy.
And Nick can't spell.
But I bet you if you give that kid an 18-syllable word, he will knock it out of the park.
Yeah, regurgitate. He'd be like, got it.
Speaking of...
His favorite word? Holy crap.
Oh, no.
All right, let me see if I can pronounce this. The words means it's a disease caused by volcano ash. Pneumoneutral microscopic silico-volcanic gnosis.
That's one word.
Swear to God.
That's not one word.
Didn't I just say if he would spell an 18-syllable word?
That highlighted word is the word. You say it now. I tried it. You say it. Go.
Pneumo no ultra microscopic
go
silivolcanoosis.
That's one word that this cat learned how to spell.
Thank God that's not someone's last name in professional sports, because it would circle the jersey.
Be like Greek Freak.
It'd be front and back. Yeah, that makes Greek Freak look like Smith.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Faison.
Pneumo ultra microscopic silicovolcanoconiosis.
That's it. We didn't get close.
Don't dong her or ding her. She wins.
Pneumo ultra microscopic silicovolcanoconiosis.
That was a hell of a word. Say that, Nick. Say it.
It's on your screen.
Just say it. I know it's on your screen. Say it. Go. We've done it. Go.
Yeah.
Go.
Let me listen to it
go.
One more
no.
time.
No. No. Cheater. Ass Nick, go.
Pneumono ultra microscopic silicovolcanoconiosis.
Go.
That's the sexiest you've ever sounded, Nick.
Pneumono ultra microscopic. I'm not doing that.
Drive me crazy. What?
Pneumotramic microscopic silo volcano. Please stop.
You are going. Pneumo
ultra microscopic silico volcano coniosis.
You sounded exactly the same.
You're going to have a seizure.
I think I did. I think I did.
Mid word. He had a seizure.
Pneumo. Let me see. I got this. Wait, play her one more time.
Pneumono ultra microscopic silico volcano coniosis.
Pneumono ultra microscopic volcano scoliosis.
The word is so long that you lose track where you're reading in the word.
That's right.
It's so weird.
And you want to get that silico in there.
Yeah, I missed the silico volcano.
Pneumono ultra microscopic silico volcano coniosis.
Coniosis is not easy to say.
Volcano coniosis.
Volcanic Coney Island at the end.
So it's not scoliosis. Okay.
It does sound like that too. It does. Yes.
Yeah. That's, I don't know, but it's still going on. My wife suggested that we just get a list of the words and see who could spell them.
Oh, that's,
I was like,
all
yeah,
three of us would say.
Trust me, none of us are going to do well on that. So
that would be a way for Barry to block most of his followers.
It certainly would.
Or we'd get blocked because we can't spell anything. So
yeah,
I didn't know that. That season, when school's out, isn't that the end of the spelling bees?
Because
aren't the prelims as part of school?
Look at me lying. I have no idea when the spelling bee. I wouldn't have even known if my wife wouldn't have said, "Yo, the spelling bee's going on. Y'all should do something on your show."
How many of these spelling bee kids are really looking for summer vacation anyway?
Right? You live with an executive producer too, huh?
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah, these kids are in school year round, and they're probably all in college. So, the hell does it matter? Let me see.
I'm not going to say.
Isn't the spelling bee usually on ESPN?
Yeah, for sure it is.
How come I'm not seeing anything?
Because normally when I was in grade school and growing up, our prelim spelling bees were part of school. Like right after school, or they held them in the auditorium.
Right.
And they did it that way. So that's why I just assumed, like, while they get to their different regionals and things to keep going, I thought it was during the school year.
Can I tell you, I don't recall ever being in a spelling bee.
Oh, I can't.
And maybe that's why I can't spell now.
It is possible.
Because I don't think I did real well or even tried. But I pulled up an article on ESPN, posted at 9:47 Central Time today. Mm-hmm. And it says, the finals of the 2019 Scripps National Spelling Bee are here. We've narrowed the field of 512 to a mere 50.
Wow.
Yeah. And we have B Icon.
I bet you can
Jackie Bailey back as a pronouncer. So if you've ever wanted to know the language of origin for sesquipedalian, he's got you covered.
Oh, he?
Yeah, maybe it's Jacques. Maybe I'm. Maybe I screwed that up. Sorry, Jacques. I don't know. J-A-C-Q-U-E-S? Is that not Jack? Jacques. That's Jacques?
Yeah.
Well, that's not how you spell Jacques. Yeah. I couldn't tell you how to spell Jacques, but that's
on
not it.
It's Jacques.
Yeah. Nick probably thinks there's a T in Jacques. You can watch the opening finals at 10 a.m. on ESPN2 and the closing portion at 8:30 Eastern on ESPN. So the spelling bee is going up against the NBA finals.
Good luck to you.
Wonder who's going to win here.
So it's today?
Yeah. Apparently so.
Yeah.
Wow. Give him a grassy knoll and get him out of here, all but right. Give him a 56-syllable word.
I swear. You know, there's a show at the Secret Group called The One-Off Pun-Off. You would win that every time.
I don't know. If Salisbury showed up, it might be a duel.
Between you and Salisbury and puns?
It might be a duel.
That would be true.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Hour number 2, 3-hour show. If there is something on your mind you want to get off your chest and join the program, 713-780-3776. The usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through hour number 2, 3-hour show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Hope you are on the go and taking us with you wherever you may be in the big city. Having a great time today as the show is just flying by. Fun and games, shenanigans, sports, and otherwise.
Numino Ultra Microscopic Silico Volcano Coniosis.
Numino Ultra Microscopic Silico Volcano Coniosis.
Bam! Oh, that was pretty good.
Somebody's been practicing.
Yeah, it took me about five tries.
Nick heard her voice and said, I'm going to take that bitch to Aladdin.
Somebody did text and say, I don't know who she is, but keep playing it because she sounds hot. Does she?
Numino Ultra Microscopic Silico Volcano Coniosis.
Well, it's the Oxford she dictionary.
Can get it.
So.
She can get it.
Play the first part again, Nick.
Numino Ultra Microscopic Silico Volcano Coniosis.
What? Nick says, you want to see the dong? No, I don't want to see the numero uno microscopic.
I could repeat it. I don't think I could only
you
do it once.
You just did. What, tell me you didn't take a piece of paper and like
put
it in portions.
I spelled it phonetically.
Absolutely. That's what you were going to do.
That's how you did it?
Absolutely. Dude, it's like 27 letters. I don't even know how many.
It's now you got to count. We'll be back after this. We'll have the answer for you at 3:30 when Nick has to take his shoes off to count all the letters. This word. We're watching Minnesota UCLA, by the way.
Why is that on?
Softball instead of the spelling bee. What would you rather watch? Would you rather watch softball or the spelling bee? Because we can't have sound, so I would rather watch people spell.
I would rather watch people play sports and have a game going on.
Oh, wow.
Instead of seeing confused kids.
Oh, I thought you were saying softball wasn't a sport.
No.
I was about to say, ouch. Nope. There are going to be some angry ladies.
No, I'd rather watch softball than watch kids at a spelling bee.
I don't like the whole can't lead off in softball. That bothers me. Oh, man, she just rolled that up there. That bothers me that they have to stay on the bag until the pitch is. It's like a free throw. Like, you can't leave until the pitch right. Leaves the hand. I don't like that.
The bases are half the distance of major leagues. So.
Don't like it. Need to get at least like a one-step lead off or something.
Let's
jazz this up a little bit.
We were talking
maybe
about.
Maybe throw it overhand.
A lot of different things. Did you guys hear the Hank Haney thing?
No, I didn't. Tell me what the Hank Haney
thing
is.
So Hank Haney, who at one point was Tiger Woods' coach, and he's been on the Golf Channel and all over, probably one of the most known golf instructors in the world, does satellite radio, Sirius XM radio golf show, where he and his co-host, Steve Johnson,
talk about different golf topics. And he was asked about the 74th U.S. Women's Open being played this week in Charleston. Haney joked he was going to predict that a Korean would win it.
Oh.
And added he couldn't name six players on the LPGA Tour except for those with the last name Lee.
Ooh. I like it. He doubled down.
Said,
he
was like, I'm going to predict a Korean. And Johnson replied, that's a pretty safe bet. That's going to be my prediction, Haney said. I couldn't name you like six players on the LPGA Tour, as Haney continued. And Johnson said, yeah. He goes, nah, maybe I could. Well, I'd go with Lee. If I didn't have to name a first name, I'd get a bunch of them right. I don't know. Lexi Thompson, Michelle Wee's hurt. I don't know that many.
Mm. So he was like, you know what? I'm going to be sexist and racist. I'm going to double down. If I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down for two things, not one.
It's the danger of satellite radio. I feel like some of these hosts get too comfortable because you can get away with more.
Well, and you know he meant it jokingly. I don't think this is Fuzzy Zeller. Was it Fuzzy Zeller?
Oh, yeah.
Fuzzy did the whole tiger. The
fried chicken and watermelon and the whatever beans, they tiger, eat.
What Tiger's going to serve.
Or whatever they
the
eat.
Champions dinner.
And snaps. That was the worst. Whatever they eat. And walked off. It's not to that level. Just not a good look.
Like Christine Brennan
is. You know he's joking.
Do you know who she is?
Went to the H.
Who?
University of Houston. Fuzzy Zeller.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did. Do you know Christine Brennan?
She's proud of that.
I think she's written for USA Today.
Super shocked.
Big time writer. But she immediately went out and said, and it was like midday yesterday. She goes, by dinner time tonight, if Hank Haney isn't fired, something is really wrong with the Golf Channel
now
and everything
now
else.
We're doing she was going all out.
Then she started tweeting, I don't know what time you eat dinner, but Hank Haney's still employed. He did come out and apologize.
It was bad, but it wasn't get fired bad, was it? Is that get fired bad?
It kind of is. On radio?
Yeah, I'm going to disagree.
Yeah?
I'm going to disagree.
You think you can get away with that on terrestrial radio?
I'm thinking that if he was joking, like... Look, I look at that and think, I would probably jokingly say something like that.
But you're a comedian.
Okay.
So delivery like and everything
he's not
makes
allowed
a big
to make
difference.
A joke?
It's just delivery. People, again,
I just
it's
got
perception.
Through saying, I just got through people, talking about women's softball and saying that I think they should throw overhand. That's not nice.
That's nowhere.
And then I said
rude.
Ladies.
Yeah, that's not even close to what he did because he affected women. He affected, you know, it was racial when you start talking about they're all Korean.
That would be like, hey, who do you think is going to win the Boston Marathon? I don't know, but I bet they're Kenyan. Would that be considered bad?
Yeah, we said that on this show.
Would that be considered bad? Okay, so let's just break this down one by one. Is it the fact that he said, I bet they're Korean? Because if you were to make a joke, I don't watch the Boston Marathon, but I bet a Kenyan wins it. That's not bad. No one should get in trouble for that.
I'd really have to listen to the audio clip in full because you don't know how long he was going on about it, too.
Delivery and perception of what he meant.
You don't know.
If you couldn't tell if he was kidding, then it's obviously going to really get the ire of a lot of different people.
And he should apologize if he offended somebody, and he should be reprimanded. But fired?
I don't think he's going to get fired. He made a name for himself in this industry, and
he didn't
necessarily make a name for himself.
His name is huge throughout the golf world.
But
nice
that's
guy.
My point. She's calling for his firing, and I get it's a sensitive time, and everybody's got to be on pins and needles, and anyone that gets offended is immediately like, I want that person fired. And in a lot of cases, it's warranted. I just don't know if this is one of those cases.
Here's his apology.
I can't tell you. I mean, it didn't. If someone was that offended by it, then obviously he at least owes them an apology.
Yeah. He went out on social media and he said, this morning I made some comments about women's golf and its players that were insensitive and I regret. In an effort to make a point about the overwhelming success of Korean players on the tour, I offended people, and I'm sorry. I have the highest respect for the women who have worked so hard to reach the pinnacle of their sport. I never meant to take away from their abilities and accomplishments. I've worked in this game with men and women players from many different cultures, and I look forward to continuing to do so.
So, again, he was making a joke to make a point, and it triggered some people. And I think that the part that probably was the most triggering of it was when he said Lee. They're all named Lee. That might have been a little far. But to get fired for that, I think that's
a
little
much.
But you know
that in this day and age.
And to say I don't watch women's golf.
Second chance
you ain't the only one.
Somewhere else.
Nobody watches women's golf. Why is that man going to be in trouble for that?
I mean, even if he does get fired or did get fired, He's going to bounce back. Look at Don Imus. I mean, he said something way harsh, more harsh.
That kind of stuff.
And he made it back.
But here's the thing to consider, too, Nick. The thing is whether he continues with his Golf Channel / Sirius XM career. Trust me when I tell you, plenty of guys on tour are still hiring this dude to be their swing coach.
Absolutely.
Because of his results speak for themselves.
It was a poorly executed joke to make a point that didn't need to be made. And I could certainly see demanding an apology. If I'm the president of the LPGA, I would demand an apology for, belittling women's golf. There are a lot of very talented female golfers and you belittled them. I get that. That's fine. I have no problem with them coming out and demanding an apology. I have no problem with them saying, Korean golfers saying, hey, look, that was a little over the top, or female golfers or whatever it is. I just don't know if this was a fireable offense, but in the society we live in, man, everybody
in
is
this
zero
day and age
or 100.
Right now, there's zero tolerance, and your second chance comes at your next job because everybody wants everybody fired. And look, whether you are, and I'm not making this political, but our president and his previous television history and the way he likes to use you're fired has also been inflammatory with that kind of thing in the past, too. But you mentioned the LPGA commissioner, Michael Wan. Whan.
Okay.
All right. He tweeted, in a time when the LPGA is experiencing tremendous growth in tournament sponsors and LPGA girls golf and TV coverage, we won't get sidetracked by individuals that simply don't get it. There will always be clueless critics. We'll simply drive on. So he just kind of said what he had to say. And
I get it.
I think that's
the appropriate response. But to be like, I want that person fired for a poorly executed joke.
Am I wrong for asking why the LPGA doesn't have a female commissioner?
I assumed that their commissioner was going to be female.
I assumed that. I'm with you.
Maybe I'm ignorant.
So, all right. Threw that out there. All right, 2 hours in the books, 1 hour still to go as we continue to roll on with the show. 60 minutes on the clock when we come back. Hopefully you will too, right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.